This fall, a small group of girls have been meeting at the Ray C. Stedman Elementary School every Tuesday and Thursday after school. They spend part of the time running outside through parts of town. Mackenzie Larson is a 9-year-old in the program.
It helps your body be healthy.
Mackenzie Hayes is also 9.
I like about running is that you can run all the time to get your nerves down and just think about if you're not feeling very well. You can run and think about it and calm down. And I also like running is because, well, I just like running.
We run laps for stickers, and it's pretty fun.
That's Bergen Klutpainter, who is 10.
What I like about Girls on the Run and running in particular, it's not just about running, because they teach you different skills, and they talk to you about different subjects, about being a girl on the run, and being positive and negative. We learn about something new every session.
Through games, the girls learn life skills. Joyce Burke Biggs is the program liaison in Petersburg.
It is a program to help them with, healthy living, self-esteem, self-respect, working with themselves and others.
Mackenzie Hayes explains it this way.
They teach you about keeping a steady pace, about your inner voice, and how to handle things if somebody's bullying you.
And when you said listening to your inner voice, what do you mean by that?
Well, there's this voice inside of you that tells you what's wrong. You can feel it, what's wrong or what's not wrong. And sometimes you can follow if you want to.
Can you give me an example? Like when that might help or when you might hear that voice or when you could use that voice?
You could use it if somebody's being mean to you or you wanted to help your friends if they're getting bullied or...
It's like a voice, kind of an intuition that's saying, you know, this is the right thing to do or this is the wrong thing that's happening.
Yes.
A form of bullying that the girls have learned about is cyberbullying through computers and cell phones. And the girls have learned how to feel better if they're having a bad day. Klutpainter shares this tip.
This gives me a feeling all the time. If I don't tell my mom something, and if it's kind of nice to be able to be telling your parents or tell them about how you're feeling, because I'm pretty sure that anybody's parents would be able to help them with that situation.
To finish up their season this year, the Girls on the Run is hosting a 5K run and walk on Saturday, December 6th. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Ray C. Stedman Elementary School. Registration begins at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person or $20 for families. Profits go to holding the Girls on the Run program in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.